From olderandwiser.com, it's the Baby Boomer News of the Week. I'm Susan Sikora.
And I'm Bob Bates. More good news this week for coffee drinkers and some warnings about alcohol.
Actress Emma Thompson says sexism in Hollywood is worse than ever. Is it really?
And it looks like seniors are flocking to Uber. Hey, I love Uber. We'll find out why everybody likes Uber.
Okay, well, that's all today on the Baby Boomer News of the Week.
Well, as you know, there was another theater shooting this week, this time in Franklin, Louisiana. A 59-year-old guy walks into a movie theater, starts shooting. He kills two, he injures nine others, and then kills himself. And then just yesterday here in Studio City, California, a homeless man started shooting randomly until police shot him dead. This seems to be happening all the time. Do we feel just a little less safe this week, maybe, than we felt last week?
You know, there are more people walking around with guns.
Are people more desperate today, or do they just have more guns?
A lot of it. They talked about this guy, Hauser.
Yeah. This is the guy from Louisiana who the shooter in the Louisiana theater, yeah.
And, of course, you know, what happens after that, it's a wall-to-wall fest of why did he do it? Why? And we think because we ask why, we can stop the next one if we know, I guess, other than filling talk on, you know, 24-hour news channels.
That's all it ever becomes is just endless analysis, endless talk about, gee, why did he do it? What's wrong with guns? And then nothing ever happens.
This guy Hauser, what they're finding out is that he was on hard times financially, it looks like. He lost his apartment. I assume he was evicted because I believe it was the landlords who were on being interviewed saying he really trashed the place badly. They showed pictures of it. You know, there's not a lot of good answers right now.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are desperate, and a lot of it goes back to money. So, you know, it's not a shock, unfortunately, anymore.
It really shakes your world in that it makes you realize that this can happen anywhere.
This has happened in movie theaters now. This is not the first time this happened. Would it ever occur to you as you go into a movie next time?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't go to see that Batman movie in the theater because I didn't want to imagine at what point in the movie did he burst through the door and start shooting. I mean, it's a now it's a little different. This movie was Trainwreck, which was a comedy. So it seems a little unrelated, I think.
It may not be. It may be completely random, and you just may have walked in someplace and wanted to. Who knows? You know, you're not going to read his mind completely. He's gone. And it's tragic because, you know, he injured a lot of people and took two other lives who had nothing to do with his problems.
Absolutely. Okay, well, let's move on to something a little bit lighter. In Variety this week, the headline, Emma Thompson says Hollywood sexism is worse than ever. I feel like we've heard this so many
times.
Well, I've heard this story before a few times. Hollywood actresses complain that there's so much sexism in Hollywood. I think what makes this interesting is that she says it's worse than ever.
I don't know if it's worse. It's probably worse to her because it's hitting her because she's 56. She didn't feel it as much maybe when she was 46 or 36, I'm guessing. But when you're 56, you know, you're going to see it more because those roles start to dry up.
I mean, here's what Emma Thompson says. She says, for women, the question of how they are supposed to look is worse than it was even when I was young. She said, so I'm not impressed at all. I think it's still completely shit, actually. We're talking about aging, though, aren't we?
Yeah.
Aren't we talking about... And it's ironic that she, in this movie that she's doing called The Legend of Barney Thompson, she was promoting it at the time, she plays a 77-year-old prostitute in which she, you know, she had to put on age makeup in order to look older. She had to admit in the interview here, it would have been really nice to get someone who's actually 77 to play her.
That's
right. It's a wildly comic role and I couldn't resist. So she took the role. It wasn't like she said to them, no, you should hire somebody age appropriate.
Well,
go find a good 77-year-old actress for this role. I'll take it.
In a perfect world, Bob, they would listen to her and say, Emma, you're right. Let's go find someone right now.
Well,
Helen isn't even too young for that.
Did not say that she didn't want the role.
No,
she
but if the work is drying up, then of course you're going to take what you're offered. The question becomes, when you look at people like Helen Mirren, who's 69, Judi Dench, 81, Maggie Smith, who's 80 years old and hotter than ever on Downton Abbey. I mean, there are a few women who are really, you know, burning it up out there, but they're the exception rather than the rule. And when you see women play a certain age in the movies, they're usually younger cast as older because they have to look better. They can't look like a real 77. I mean, because many times there's a male perception behind the scenes where the people are pulling the strings and writing the checks.
But is it a male perspective? That's what I don't understand.
Of course. Why? Do you think women who are in their 70s and 80s object to the way women in their 70s and 80s look?
Say that again. Do I
feel that? Do you think women in their 70s and 80s or 90s?
Yes.
Object to the way women look?
I do. I think women are probably.
Why do you think that is?
I think women are harder on themselves than men are, actually.
Why are they?
Well, it's women who compare notes and all look at each other and decide, well, why do I, you know, I don't look cute enough. And that you look so cute in that outfit.
Right.
Oh, nice butt and all that stuff.
Agree.
It's women. Men don't really do that.
Yeah, but what sets the standard?
Are you saying because they're trying to do this for men?
I think, it's not always for men in terms of, I don't know, attention or romance or what have you. But I think it's also because of the work situation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think women are perceived older in the workplace.
I'm just not sure that Emma Thompson, you know, this revered actress who's playing a 77-year-old woman and being given a wonderful acting opportunity, really has a good reason to be slamming Hollywood that just gave her this plum role in which she plays a 77-year-old woman.
Well, I don't know if it's plum role. I don't know the story. I don't know the script. And so I would wait.
So what's the solution? Do we find more female action heroes? Is that what women want?
No, no,
do they
want
to be action heroes?
Well, you know, here's the thing too.
You could say that instead of having guys at the helm of the spaceship Enterprise, you might have all women instead and show that they as well can be powerful characters. I mean, that's the only thing I can figure that we're doing wrong is that we're not giving women action hero roles.
Al Pacino's still out there and he's well into his, I say 60s. I think he's even over 70, maybe. Al Pacino's out there. Robert De Niro is out there.
A mafia movie with all women, would that sort of help? I don't know.
You know, I think the stories have to be authentic. I do. Because, you know, women's stories are going to be.
But this becomes not Hollywood's problem, but the audience problem. So, you know, we all know that moviegoers like to see big action movies and blockbusters and all of that. So that's where the money in Hollywood is.
I don't. If you want, I like a good story.
I know you do, but you're not buying all the tickets. The people who are buying the tickets want something that you're not that interested in. You know, you can't have little sweet stories about old people. They're just not going to make the money to make the pictures.
It doesn't
always
have to be a
money thing.
Story.
It isn't
maybe,
a sexism
maybe
thing.
That's the problem right there, is that there are these attitudes about people as we age. And let's face it, come on, boomers.
Well, it isn't the first time somebody.
You were the ones who said don't trust anybody over 30, if you remember back way when.
Hollywood has made movies about older people. We know that they have. And yet they don't do as well as the big action movies. So
what's last good one you saw?
I love both of the Marigold Hotel movies.
Oh, yeah. I like those. They were fun. They really were
fun.
Fantastic. You know which one I liked also, though? The Judge. Did you see The Judge?
The Judge was great, too. And all these movies didn't do as well, though, as Ant-Man will do. Or
that's right.
Any
but
of
that's,
those.
But that's
and those are all
also,
guys at the home. You know?
That yes, and it's also those things are summer blockbusters that are geared toward the 14-year-old boy. So you know, even millennials,
but again,
millennial
about,
women not going to
they don't they you know Hollywood wants to make money on their pictures.
Sure.
So is that
we're back
is that
to
sexist?
Money, and that's what I'm saying. That's what's driving this because what we need is some women with money to put up the money and support the writing and the stories, like the Lena Dunham type people. We need more of those kinds of people doing films and supporting and doing women's stories. I think the stories must be there. You have a lot of women writers.
Great argument. Moving on to this headline from Forbes.com. why senior citizens are flocking to Uber. And I've said this for a while. I think Uber is the answer to senior citizens being isolated in their homes. Because
why do you think that?
Well, here's the deal. I only have three cars, but there's four of us. So one day I had to go to the dentist. Hadn't used Uber really. And so I tried it. And the darn car showed up at my door in 3 minutes. And I could see where the car was coming down the street on the little map on my phone. Got in the car, very nice car. Guy was very friendly. Took me to the dentist, dropped me off. Bye-bye. Don't pay him anything. You don't tip him. You just get out of the car and wave goodbye. It was $6 on my credit card.
That's great.
This is the new thing, man. And I see why people now are so excited about Uber. It is a brilliant thing, and seniors need to really embrace it. What do you do if you have to go someplace and you don't have a car?
First of all, I don't know. You know what? That has not come up. Oh, dear God, knock on wood, because my car will break down this week.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it's interesting. You were talking about having how many cars, did you say?
Well, we have three.
Okay. We had two, and we actually sold one this week, just this past week, because we looked at it and we said what we're paying for insurance. We were still paying on the car and all that. I said, let's get rid of it. And we talked because we didn't need it. My husband's retired and I'm doing it there, right? And so, you know, I've got a little part-time thing here and there, but it's nothing that we can't do to say, where do you have to go? Where do I have to go? Can you change something?
You know, it's there's working not for you guys now because you both are capable of driving. You're still young. But let me just say, you're right around the corner, as we all are, of not being able to drive any longer. The keys are going to have to be taken away.
Mm.
What then? You're way out in Marin County. You can't like get to the local grocery store without some sort of transportation.
Actually, I could.
Oh, how do you have a bus?
I'm within walking distance of Trader Joe's.
Oh, you're in walking.
I'm there.
You can walk to Trader Joe's from where you live.
They think I'm Trader Joe's mother.
Oh, that okay. So you are.
But I look at things like that. See, here's the thing too. I look at things like that when I'm choosing some place to live. Now, if you're in a city and you've got to get around, if you're in downtown San Francisco, there's X number of cabs, and the Uber factor has amplified that.
Yeah.
And it's also, I don't know what their costs are compared to cabs. I'm guessing they're a little more doable, but of course the convenience of paying for it on your phone is nicer than having to handle cash. But maybe
it's less expensive. It's less expensive. It's more reliable. They get there faster. You can see a map on your phone while you're standing in front of your house. You can see a little car driving down a little map of your neighborhood, and you see it arrive just as it's pulling up in front. I mean,
that's great. But you don't have that with cabs. I don't know that just targets seniors. I mean, I would think anybody
of course,
who either doesn't have a car or wants to go someplace and doesn't want to have to deal with parking, maybe, or is going someplace and they're going to have a drink or two or several, and they don't want to drive behind. You know, there's a lot of reasons to take a cab, so it's not just for seniors. But if the cost is lower, I think a lot of people would either be smart enough by the time they're seniors to realize they don't want to, you know, blow the weekly budget just on cab
fare. That's really the problem for seniors
or they have limited income.
Most seniors are on some sort of a budget. And you really can't be taking cabs all the time. So Uber really is an interesting alternative. It's more expensive. Listen, it's more expensive than the bus, for sure.
That's right. But it's more comfortable.
But if you've got to go to the doctor, you got to go to the doctor. So this is like really a remarkable a new innovation, I think. So I agree. I think with this article that seniors should be flocking to Uber. And and in fact, they are. So
there's a lot of seniors who also want to be drivers.
Uber drivers?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
They can schedule themselves. They don't have to they can make their own hours. It's not a union probably saying you got to work this many hours or this time of day. There's probably more freedom and flexibility for them. So maybe they don't want a full-time situation. Maybe they just want to do it a few hours, and it amplifies or adds to their fixed income.
That is great. That is a great idea, actually. Mm-hmm. If you have a nice little car and you've got a safe driving record, that's a great idea. Great idea. A little job for seniors. Drive an Uber.
Absolutely.
All right, here's another item. The headline, The Drinking Problem of the Aging Affluent. And according to this new research, heavy drinking is becoming more and more prevalent among older people, especially those who are not depressed, not struggling with issues. They're just wealthy.
they can afford it.
And they're drinking not one glass of wine per day, which is what's recommended, but four, you know, or more.
You enjoy
a little wine in the evening, don't you, Susan?
You know, I do enjoy wine, and I used to have at least one glass a night every now and then. There was a night when I had more, or I'd have one before, and then I'd maybe have one with dinner. So that's two a night, which to me didn't seem like a whole lot. After breast cancer, they will tell you, they don't know for sure, 100%, but they think that drinking might be a factor. I'm three drinks a week is what I'm allowed. And that's quite a change.
Yeah.
So I missed it in the beginning, and I had to find something that would allow me to enjoy having something in the evening, but not being alcohol. And I found that I do diet tonic, and it's diluted with water. It sounds terrible, but it's cold and it's good if you like tonic. And I put it in a nice glass. That for me was a huge factor.
Yeah.
But when
I'm trying to not drink, I put some sort of like a grape juice or something into a wine glass.
Right.
There's something about the glass, isn't there? There's something about it that makes you feel like, okay, it's 5 o'clock or it's 6 o'clock or whatever the time you normally have your evening cocktail.
It's part of it. And it's got to have a stem, and it's got to be a decent glass. It doesn't have to be expensive, by the way. When I first went out and bought a set of glasses for my first apartment or whatever, I went to someplace like World Market or Pier One and bought cheap wine glasses.
We still do that because we break them. There's nothing dumber than buying expensive wine glasses because the first thing you're going to do is break them. We buy a bunch and then if you do have some people over, let's say you had a little dinner party and you had 10 people, you'd have 10 cheap wine glasses and they could break them and that's fine. You know,
yeah.
Right.
So then why do you think, but now back to the question for a minute, why do you think these older folks who are not, it seems like, down on their luck, they do have a higher income, they do have more education, they are socially active, why do you think they're drinking? It's not linked to depression.
It's not linked to depression or loneliness. In fact, apparently the participants were generally healthy and had happy social networks, according to this article.
One of the theories in this story was that people tend to think maybe that the public campaigns don't apply to them if they're affluent. They have more entitlement issues. That was what was said. The psychologist, Deborah Serrani, I think was her name.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, they think they're immune to the ill effects given their financial status. Well, you know, money doesn't mean you're going to be healthy.
Maybe they figure, well,
bad things happen to rich people too.
I'll get myself a new liver if I need one. I've got enough money.
Maybe
I'll buy a new liver.
I don't know.
All right. Moving on. Here's an item that was actually in the Huffington Post, posted by a blogger. It's called The 9 Unconventional Ways to Stay Young as You Grow Old. We've heard some of this before, but I thought she had some interesting ideas. First of all, you should try to force yourself to do brain aerobics of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, just as you're sitting in your chair, try to think of as many famous people as you can whose first names begin with the letter A. It doesn't seem like much, but I guess that's helpful.
Anne Boleyn. I'm sorry.
That's all you can think of. She suggests learning a new word every day.
That's good. I think all these things are good.
Have a dictionary by the side of your chair, you know, and look up a new word. Now,
my mother-in-law actually did a crossword puzzle every day. In fact, I think she often chose the New York Times crossword puzzle, which is no walk in the park, I understand.
Yeah.
I'm not a crossword puzzle
fan. No, me neither. And I associate crossword puzzles with growing old somehow.
Because as a child,
I always saw old people doing crossword puzzles. So I don't want to do crossword puzzles, and I don't want to play checkers.
I used to do one in the TV Guide if I had it on in my hands.
Really?
The old TV Guide, remember? Yeah. I don't know if anybody even gets that anymore. I think it's still there. It's probably online or something. But
here's a suggestion, and I tried this. Use your weaker hand for things. Like I do everything, you know, right hand. I'm right-handed, so I use my right hand to write with and to use the mouse on my computer, everything. They suggest that you'll train your brain to be stronger as you get older if you start using your opposite hand, whatever your...
Well, you know, this kind of happens to me, and I do yoga, and I do a couple of classes a week, and in almost every single one of those classes, they'll tell you know, you always do something on the right and then do it on the left.
Yeah.
And one of the things they'll tell you to do is maybe clasp your hands, put them behind your back, and then you're going on to do some pose. Maybe you're bending over and you're bringing those clasped hands over your head. And what they'll do is, if you do it again, they'll tell you to put your non-dominant hand, the thumb, on top. So instead of your right thumb being on top of your clasped hand, your left thumb will be next time. And that in every class that happens at least once. So I think it's, you know, I think it's helpful.
I think it trains your mind to keep exercising. The list here also suggests that you should drink green tea. Ugh.
In a while I do, but I like my coffee.
Can live without that. And sing along to your favorite song.
Well, that's okay. Now, they also say take up physical activity.
I don't want to do any exercise at all if I could avoid it.
You'd rather the exercise you like is to just sit in your chair.
Sit and complain about people.
And call Uber to pick you up.
And call Uber to pick me up. That's
right. And take you to buy a nice expensive bottle of wine.
That's all I want out of life. Susan Sikora, once again, another good baby boomer news of the week. You're full of opinions. Thanks for offering them to us.
You're welcome. I'm glad you're still interested in talking.
Well, we will be seeing you again next week, I hope. Yes?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay. And we'll see you as well. And don't forget to check out everything for seniors at olderandwiser.com. See you next time.
Bye.